Hey folks, it's JMBC here, bringing you our first episode of 2023. And before we roll into things, we just want to just say a word about a friend of ours and a friend of the podcasting community, especially the wrestling podcasting community, good old Ted the Hillbilly Heel, better known as at Hillbilly Heel on Twitter. His family suffered a pretty tragic loss right before Christmas this year. If you haven't heard, Ted's family's home burnt down just before Christmas. So obviously never a good time for that to happen, but that's a really crappy time for it to happen. And Ted has got to be, and I think, Jay, you'll you'll recognize this too. Ted has got to be one of the most supportive people there is on Twitter and in the podcasting community. He pushes everybody in this community. He promotes everybody. He's on all kinds of shows. He's having people on his show. He's a reason why a lot of our podcasters are getting so many listens because of what he does. And I just wanted to mention that there is a GoFundMe set up for Ted. I'll just put the link down below here. But for those that are just listening on the audio version, the GoFundMe is GoFund.me /057075D as in David 2, and that is that'll take you to help the Charles family after a house fire. The good news is they had a goal of $1,000 for this fundraiser, and they're already well above that. They're up to over $5,000. But let's keep it going. I mean, this is, I think they were being modest about what's going on, but anything can certainly help in this time. So as I say, he's a friend of the show, he's a friend of the community, and it'd be really nice if folks could reach out and help out Ted. Jay, anything that you want to add there?
No, just second that. I think he's a friend of wrestling, too. I mean, the wrestling community and not just podcasting. So just go show your support by clicking the link, and it's what small or large, it all helps. So we're wishing the best for Ted and the family.
Yeah, that's right. And if you have trouble finding the link, you can also go over to our Twitter pages at WWTTpod or at BCHunterWWTT or JMyersWWTT. And we do have the link for the GoFundMe there as well if you want to click on and help donate. Any amount is helpful. And although Ted is a heel in the podcast community, he's a good guy in real life. So let's give him a hand. So thanks, folks. I appreciate that. Let's get on with the show. Welcome to Wrestling with the Truth, the podcast for every pro wrestling fan. We've got heated debate, great guests, top 10 lists, reviews, previews, and so much more. And now here are your hosts, BC Hunter and the Nightmare, Jay Myers. All right, Jay, now let's get on with it. We are back. It is 2023. It feels like we've been gone forever. How you doing, brother?
It does feel that way, doesn't it? It's been a long break. Doing good. It was a well-needed, well-deserved, I think, rest and break and recovery, and from our shoot jobs, as well as a little bit of a break from hearing my annoying voice in my own ear, I guess. But happy to be back at it and rearing to go. And it's a nice little buzz in the air. So I'm excited to fill the peeps in on all the exciting stuff we got going on here.
Oh, for sure. I mean, good Christmas for you, by the way.
Yeah, it was. It's Christmas is for the children, BC. That's
yes,
what it's for now,
I know. But you are kind of childish.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I did not get a single thing I asked Santa for, but hey.
What?
Yeah, it is what it is. But that was good. And my 4-year-old daughter was very, very excited, let's just say, for Christmas morning. And it was contagious. So that's always nice. And lots of food, lots of good food. Lots of turkey was had by all. And hopefully everybody else had a good Christmas and holiday break too, and recharged. That's what I love that break for, is to kind of fuel the juices and jets back up and good to go.
The juices are juicy and flowing.
Well, who is the juice? Was that Hooventude?
That's Hooventude. Yeah,
the juice. Yeah.
Funny you should mention Hooven too, because we got something that we'll be talking about a little bit later that may involve the Juice himself.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, we're back. We want to say thank you to everybody that supported us in 2022. We're very excited about what's going to be happening in 2023. I feel a little bit rusty because it's been, two and a half weeks since we recorded. A couple weeks
since we had these mics on. Yeah, it's been a while.
I know. And I literally took a 2-week vacation from social media, all social media, aside from watching some videos on YouTube. So even on that, I felt like a complete weirdo and stranger there, but getting back into the flow of things. But
I'm sure your mental health thanked you for that.
I didn't do it for the mental health aspect. I did it just for, it's Christmas time. I wanted to have a nice break, have spend time with the family, have family in town. So I didn't want to be on my phone and looking at things and stuff like that. And plus where I wasn't working, I just wanted to make it all about putting the phone away and that. But for anybody, I highly suggest it's nice not being kind of hooked to that phone and worrying about, okay, am I hitting this tweet or am I going on this site or whatever. It was kind of nice. I didn't even look at our stats or anything like that. I wasn't, worrying about, what's going on with YouTube or any of those things. And lo and behold, I come back to it and we're doing pretty good on YouTube. Our last video is doing well, but it's, I highly suggest it, especially if you do deal with a little bit of, some mental health stuff that you feel like you do need a break, take it. Yeah. It's still there everybody when you get back.
It's not just Elon, that catchphrase. Everybody does need a break.
Yeah. Elon hasn't imploded it yet, so it's still going to be there. and trust away. Me, people won't notice, honestly, because there's so much going on. It's so busy. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean we're like, oh, hey, yeah, hey, nice to see you back. And you're right back at it. Don't worry. You're not going to lose a thousand followers if you take a few days off.
You might just like it. That's the other thing. You might just like the break. So.
Yeah,
try it
for sure. For sure. But we got some big things going on, my friend.
The catchphrase, man. What do we have? Big things popping, little things stopping.
I know. And that's, I thought
it was the original, not copied catchphrase, by the way. Just throwing it out there.
Well, it's little things stopping, big things popping, right? That's our phrase. Yeah, you know, so phrase. Just to put a little,
forgive me,
little twist on that there. But do you want to talk about what we got happening here in 2023 to start things off? Like, as far as, the pod itself.
Yeah, so we have some pretty ambitious, pretty not ambitious, but we got some exciting kind of changes coming, and I think hopefully everyone will be on board. And I full credit to BC for brainstorming this and kind of keeping us sort of creative going forward. But we're gonna switch up the format a little bit. We're gonna not go with the sort of random takes or sort of kind of pay-per-view reviews and kind of all that stuff for today's product. We're
on the audio podcast, we'll say.
I am speaking specifically for the audio version, which we will still continue to upload the video segment as well. But so we're going to take a little more of a hyper focus. I believe, what did you call it? Niching down, I think you
Niching
called
down,
it?
Yeah.
Niching down. This guy knows all the lingo that I don't know. But for what the lay person like myself who doesn't realize what that means, is basically we're going to take a little more of a focus. We're going to focus in and we're going to hone in and zone in on what we, I guess, collectively, both of us and a lot of people, determined to be really one of the best periods of the business, or whatever, however they say it, but from the Monday Night War era. So so you have the dates, but I believe it's September 4th, 95 through to what, 2001?
Basically WrestleMania 17. March 26th, I think it was, 2001 for that.
Right.
Yeah.
But could we not count the last Nitro ever? Was that before that or after?
That was shortly before that. But I think the real closing chapter on that whole Monday Night War was the WrestleMania. And hell, right. I want to be able to talk about WrestleMania 17.
That was when they were all up in the stands, right? And they were all the non-WCW people that no one knew were up in the stands. Yeah,
exactly. Meat was up there, Sean Stasiak.
So that's gonna be really exciting. I'm super super stoked about it because I think there's so much content and so much of our glory days are in there, and just like BC and I were talking, and like the prime demo, really, we were the prime demo in that, yeah. So we are pretty well situated, I think, to speak on a lot of that stuff because we lived it, we breathed it, we loved every second of it, I think, for the most part. So I'm super excited. You are leading the charge on this, and I can't thank you enough for that, because that was a really great idea to kind of tackle some, a little more focus. And so it gives us a lot of content to go over. We're not gonna do week by week reviews. No. There's other people doing that out there. We're just gonna sort of focus in on the time and kind of for the most part, I think you'll agree, we'll be linear, but it'll be a little more
fluid. The timeline.
It will go with the timeline, but it'll be a little more fluid as far as how we approach the segment and the structure. So I'm really, really excited. Hopefully you guys will be too. Lots more to come on that, but we have some really kind of exciting plans for the actual content of the show. And it doesn't mean we won't still focus in on today's product, I guess, or maybe I won't. It doesn't mean I won't, I guess. So we'll hopefully use the YouTube channel and maybe some random uploads for some of today's stuff. And so it doesn't mean it just lends itself to the expansion that we were hoping to kind of do, as we kind of teased before, I guess. So fingers crossed that that'll be 2023 in a nutshell for us.
Yeah. I mean, we've got, we're very lucky. We're very blessed. We have multiple, I don't know what you would call it, multiple ways to reach our audience for the audio podcast, the YouTube channel. And it just seemed kind of redundant to be putting the same stuff on both channels, right? I mean, there's a zillion audio podcasts that are doing the modern product. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not particularly stoked over the modern product at the moment. There's things that I enjoy about it, but is it must watch TV for me right now? No. And I probably, for you, it's probably not must watch at this time either.
Yeah, it's definitely not a must watch. I think I do enjoy it a little bit more than you, or maybe a lot more than you, but it's definitely, it does still feel like a bit of a chore to watch all the programming every week, for sure. So
And and with a audio podcast, you want to be up to date, you want to be able to give people reactions and opinions of what's going on a regular basis. You want to be timely with it. And for us, we're struggling even to catch if there was two pay-per-views in a weekend, we weren't seeing that for a couple of weeks because we have lives, we have children, we have family. So it's a little tough. That's
such a good point. Like, unfortunately, we don't do this for an everyday job. So it means we can't keep up with the really big news or the big happenings or the next day reviews or the next day commentary. We just can't. And that will never probably change in that sense, unless you all want to pay us to do this. But
exactly. There you go. but blessed that we are, that we have the YouTube channel, that's going to be our focus. So don't worry, folks, if you want our opinion on the modern product, it's still going to be there on the YouTube channel. So I encourage you, if you're a listener here and want that, go over and subscribe so you don't miss out on anything. And the beauty of YouTube is we could be watching a show and put something up immediately, as opposed to waiting to do an audio podcast, or you waiting for me to catch up to you, or me waiting for you to catch up to me. So YouTube will kind of be more of our modern slant, but this is, we're still wrestling with the truth, but honestly, we're going to be wrestling with the war is what we're going to be, because it's the focus on the Monday Night War. And you're going to even see a little new logo on your audio podcast when you download it. We think it looks pretty cool, a little snazzy there. So a little updated. And, we're excited. I mean, like you had it spot on. We were the audience that they were targeting for that time. I was 19 on September 4th of 2011 of 1995, turning 20 shortly after that. So I was right there, and you were not much younger than that. So
15, yeah.
Yeah. So, and we lived through it, and we want to see if it compares, if our memories serve us right, was the product as good as we thought it was back then? You know how it is, hindsight, everything was awesome back then. Well, but
I'm almost worried that I'm going to like hate it after all this.
I will wait till we get to the Russo era.
Why did you make me do this? Now I hate everything.
Well, that's the beauty of this. If we don't like it, we'll just bail. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. We'll pick something else. But
no, I don't think that'll be
I think it's going to be fun. And I think
it'll be fun.
I know. The Attitude Era, or whatever you want to call it, the Monday Night Wars has been done to death. But yet people still want to talk about it. People still compare it to that. And as you say, we're not going to do a review of every show and a rating of every match. No, we're going to talk about our memories and how did they hold and what were we thinking at the time and what's it compared to now. And we might focus on like an important pay-per-view or something like that for an episode, but we want to have some fun with it. So we'll take it a month by month thing. And
maybe deviate with an interview on a certain topic with somebody or something.
Yeah.
I think even if it has been done a million times, which maybe it has, but like, it's for good reason. Like the amount of stars and legendary talent that have come out of that era, I think it trumps any other era. Would you agree? I mean, basically, even if you just went Hogan, which NWO Hogan is still Hogan, even if you went NWO Hogan, Hall, Nash, Rock, Austin, that in and of itself, but then you have Triple H, you have
Mick Foley,
you have The Undertaker's reign, you have Michaels, you have Bret Hart, you have like, I mean, Bret, I guess not so much, but Goldberg, like all of like, it's massive. Like, I don't think there's a time in which there was that many top main event guys at one. Sting, like Jesus, like you forget, there's so many, you don't even like, you forget to name them. You know what I mean?
Man, I was looking at a clip on, I think it might have been Twitter or Instagram or something like that.
Don't forget about Ernest the Cat Miller.
Ernest the Cat Miller, yeah.
Look, better call his mama.
But it was a clip, I think, of the 2000 Royal Rumble or maybe 99, but it was Rikishi and Too Cool were in the ring during the Royal Rumble. And they got to the spot where it was just the three of them in the ring. They did the glasses and the dance. And the pop from the crowd was insane. It was bigger than the worm.
Just the worm alone. I know. What's his name?
We're talking about Scott Taylor, who was a jobber. Right? But it was a massive pop. Everybody was so over at that point. And it was, and I think that's what tweaked it in my head. Is like, what am I doing? Like, I really enjoyed watching that stuff. Yeah. And yet I'm not enjoying this as much. So, I mean, and I want to feel pressure to be always watching something that I don't enjoy. And I don't want to hate watch them. And I said it to you. I don't want to be ragging on AEW all the time. I honestly don't. It's not like I hate AEW. It's just I don't like what I'm seeing in the product. But I don't want to see any company fail. I want Attitude Era 2.0 or Monday Night War 2.0. You know, so that's the whole point. But I certainly don't want to be ragging. I don't want people listening to us saying, oh, geez, that guy's really bitter about this. So let's have some fun with it. So, hey, Monday Night Wars, it's going to be fun.
No, absolutely. I think it's going to be more than fun. And it'll allow us to sort of keep that excitement level up high, keep the energy up high, but also kind of take a different approach that we haven't really taken. So I think that's going to be it's going to be neat. And I think we could still do our top 10 lists or our whatever list, because it'll just be focused on some specific stuff. So, I'm super, super, super pumped to switch it up and have some kind of, it's almost like homework though. So now I got to like actually trying to watch today and go back and watch that. You're going to put me to work, my man, but
it's fun homework.
Keep me busy and keep me sane, I think so.
Well, I was saying to Jay before the we went on the air, the beauty of it is those first year and a half or so, both Raw and Nitro are like 45 minutes. So
I don't remember them being an hour ever. Like, that's crazy that I don't even remember that.
And it'll make you appreciate even more that why these third hours are just a killer on these shows. I mean, I just, you know, I cheated. I watched the first Raw, like September 11th Raw or whatever, and I watch it and I'm like, man, the show was just flying by and it's over. And I'm like, I want more. And that's the point of wrestling. Yeah. I wanted to skip ahead to the next week to see what was going on. And, but I think our first episode, which we'll release next week, is going to focus on, well, kind of the background as to what led to this. And then we're also going to talk about that very first episode of Nitro, which would have been September 4th, 1995. And the beauty is, if you guys want to play along with us, go check it out too. So you understand what we're talking about on the episode. It's there
it's going to be interactive going forward.
Exactly. And so we want you to be interactive and talk about some of the things we're talking about. But yeah, so that first episode, we'll talk about that initial unopposed Nitro episode, some big surprises on it, some cool stuff. There was already a shot across the bow right off the get-go, which really set the tone for the whole thing. So Looking forward to this, man. I'm glad you're on board.
It's gonna be pretty exciting. I'm just, you're the wealth of knowledge on this stuff, so it's gonna be great for me to go down memory lane and then actually get you to fill in the gap. So that's our yin and yang situation here.
Well, yeah, but I think this is starting to now move into your
This is my prime time for sure. Mm-hmm. I just have a memory of a fucking coconut. So,
well, that's good though. You'll get some nice surprises.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. The other thing is, and I mean, you're like the statistics numbers guy with all that stuff. So you can talk on like the whole ratings war and stuff like that. Although again, we're not going to focus on the ratings for every show, but I mean, like you can put context around that stuff,
but we can at least it is relevant because I'm assuming we're going to see how things shifted and trends happened while the ratings were sort of shifting and happening, right? Because, I mean, they were doing it week by week based on ratings that came out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, man, I am stoked about this. I'm pretty pumped. So I'm glad. I'm a lot more stoked than thinking about watching, you know, I don't know.
You mean Rampage just isn't doing it for you the same way?
Rampage just doesn't seem to be doing it. No, exactly. Yeah.
Funny enough, as we record, I think I'm hearing big things about Dynamite's new look, so I'm excited to check it out because apparently there's an ex-WWE guy now producing the show or something.
Yeah,
kind of funny that they change it as soon as the ex-WWE. Oh, they're so much better than WWE. As soon as the WWE guy comes, it's like a better look and better production. Oh, shocker on that one.
From the sneak preview, I saw it kind of looked like SmackDown. they're introducing a new faction called the Mudline too.
And they have cartoon augmented reality instead of the robot augmented reality. Yeah. It's cartoon,
and they have a giant fist as well. Hey, I'm all for bringing that back.
Yeah, no,
I was like, I was looking up. I was like, when was the fist on SmackDown? Like, could I include this in the logo? And I'm like, damn it, it's right at the end.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's like 2002 ish, isn't it? I think
it was like technically still in the Attitude Era, but we're focused on the Monday Night War, right. So it was after WCW was gone.
I feel like it was right at the precipice of the Ruthless Aggression too. It was around.
Yes, it's kind of like the symbol of Ruthless.
Listen, aggression. That just gives us the lead into the next 3 years after this. 3 years,
yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah, exactly. We got at least 8 years or 10 years of podcasting here, folks. And wait, don't get me started on the Golden Era. Well, actually. Don't worry about the golden era.
Don't get you started on the Rock and wrestling, right?
That's a golden era, right? So, don't worry about that. I've got something up my sleeve for that too, but we won't announce that right now. We'll focus on this part. But there's more to come. More to come. I'm pretty excited. I'm excited for wrestling in general. Well, just not today's.
Well, fair. Speaking of exciting, though, why don't you fill the population in on the other exciting news we have?
The other exciting news. Well, I guess you're referring to the fact that we are now a sponsored program.
I should get one of those sound machines.
Yeah. Now, we've had a sponsor in the past, and we're very happy, and we still consider him a friend of the show, Mark's Wrestling Mask, which I highly encourage anyone, if you're looking for a good wrestling mask, to head sitting on over your seat
you on the show.
Right behind me. Yeah, those things are badass, I gotta say. but we actually have another sponsor that we're very proud to announce that is joining us for the show. So our new sponsor is BetStamp. So if you're not familiar, BetStamp is a sports bet tracker and odds comparison tool. It's an app for your phone, so it's built by people who bet every day, so you can verify lines and records, manage multiple books and more. So
We also had the distinct pleasure to check out the product and
have
a session ourselves, and highly recommend anyone who's at least interested in the sports betting world to check out their sessions. They were really informative. It was really, really super smooth process, even for two people like BC and myself who really, we know sports. We're pretty good sports guys, if that's a term. But we don't do betting, so it was nice to kind of get the walkthrough there. And the team was really, really helpful and very, very supportive for newcomers to the world. So, we're super excited. And I'll give you a little bit of maybe the ins and outs of the app. So as BC mentioned, it's a Betstamp, the app. It's a beautiful app, actually. It's a website as well, so you don't have to just use it on your phone. But some of the benefits you're going to get from using Betstamp, the betting lines have different odds at each sports book. By using the Betstamp app, you can line shop across all sports books to ensure you are finding the best value for each wager.
So the comparison that we heard about that, think of like the Trivago of betting apps.
They use that reference all the time. It's very, very relevant. I use the term aggregator, I guess. That's also kind of a thing we use in our industry that we work in. So, the line shopping, huge, huge if you want to get into the world of sports betting. Another big thing and a really cool thing that I actually was impressed with when I saw the demo of the app, you can actually follow the winning bettor. So if you're not super well versed, you can you're able to follow other Betstamp users to be instantly notified when they're tracking picks. Following the winning users in the Betstamp pick marketplace is a great way to find new bets. And for novice bettors, you can basically almost hit your ride or hit your wagon, whatever that term is, to some winners and verified winners. It's not this isn't some made up fake news type winners. These are people that are tracked in the app, so you can actually
literally shows their percentages as far as
You get everything, real time stats. Yeah. You get all their credentials right there. So it was really cool. It's almost like it's very social media like in that sense, where you can kind of tag on and follow them. That was really an exciting thing to see from my end as someone who's new to the game. We're really excited, and we're so excited that we're going to give you a referral code. And so when you go download the Betstamp app, we're going to get you to put the referral code of WWTT in there. And that'll help us track who's signing up and who's enjoying the amazing app that we've had a really good time getting to know. So that is some really exciting news for us there, BC.
Yeah, and as you said, we had a chance to kind of do a tour. We tried out the app ourselves. We got some guidance from some really good guys over at Betstamp who gave us some hot tips on some possible bets. And I think we went 4 out of 6, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, and we filled those wallets up, buddy. We filled those wallets up.
And honestly, it wasn't like they had some, you know, Jimmy the Greek Vegas guy there. It's literally looking at the app, which is, it's really laid out very nicely. And you can just figure out, okay, what's the best line right now? What's the lowest line? And you can bet on anything really as far as sports. I mean, it's not just who's going to win this game or the over under or anything like that. You can bet on Connor McDavid going to score 2 goals tonight or something like that.
There's parlays, there's prop bets, there's everything. And the line score, the line shopping kind of comparison is super, really super cool. The UI on the app clearly indicates the difference between the lowest kind of line and the sort of the best odds. So, I think everybody would love it. Go check it out. We're really proud to partner with Betstamp and hope for big things. So once again, that's the referral code WWTT when you download the Betstamp app. Go check it out, give us your feedback, and hopefully we have a nice partnership going forward with Betstamp.
For sure. We're really excited about it, and we appreciate the folks over at Betstamp for coming on board and wanting to support us. And we're working them over already to try to get some lines for wrestling. So as soon as they get
that, it is a thing. So we're gonna hopefully get that worked in there. They do have UFC for any other fight fans out there. For
you hear that, Kai and Ty? Do you hear that? Because I know you're a big UFC guy. So on that app. Get on that app and get your bets in for UFC because you have the best odds, best chances of winning.
Absolutely. Betstamp, right. Go check them out.
Betstamp, for sure. Betstamp you're going to see that a lot in the future here. So, yes, thanks a lot. So, yeah, I mean, that's the two big news for us right now. But
they're pretty big, though. They're pretty earth-shattering, right?
Yeah, for sure. So keep your eyes peeled, folks. We're going to be releasing Our next episode, episode 91, will focus on the debut episode of Monday Nitro that will release on Tuesday, we think. So we want to really like step into the time machine and feel like we just watched the Monday. You know, we're going to almost be like,
he was like weirdly excited about the releasing it on a Tuesday thing. He was like super jazzed about that.
I might actually just morph into this character that is actually reverted back to knives. I'm looking for flannel right now, and I'm thinking about growing the hair. You know, getting
he does have the grunge beanie on, or as we call it, toque in Canada. But yeah,
I'll probably pull off more of a Rad Radford than an Eddie.
I'm gonna grow my hair, so I'll go that route too.
There you go. You can go for the Chris Cornell type of thing there. Go with the razor grease look, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the Raven. That's what I'm going for, the Raven look. Billy Kidman. I can pull off the greasy.
You can probably pull off Billy Kidman. I think you could probably do that. As I say, the best I'm going to be is Rad Radford. But all right. Well, you know, so stay tuned, folks. Exciting stuff. We are pumped. We hope that you are. We hope that you'll stick with us. And hey, if you know some fans of the Attitude or the Monday Night War era, which I'm sure lots of people, you know, are fans of that, tell them about our show. Invite some more people over and let us know your thoughts. But stay tuned. We're excited about it. Hope you are. And we're looking forward to it. So, Jay, any closing thoughts before we get out of here?
No, just echo everything. Give us your feedback on the changes, too. I mean, we'd love to hear what you guys think and maybe some ideas of what we could tackle and focus on in the new direction that we're going. And big things coming for MySpace as well. I'm hoping to kind of have a different
you're starting report. A MySpace?
No. But, well, we could go with the theme of 1995 for MySpace, but
we'll watch it on Windows 95. Go back.
And we have to only communicate through ICQ. I think that's also a thing. I'm hoping to have a new recording space, and so we might have a little bit of different look behind me here coming forward in the next few weeks. So we'll see. More to come on that stuff.
Yep. No, good stuff.
That's
good stuff.
That's all I got. That's all I got. All right. Well, cue the monkey.
Yeah, exactly. Well, where's our end? We need his monkey to help us out here. But it's a short one, folks. But that's because we got lots of stuff in store. So until next time, I am BC, and for Jay, I am saying that we are out of here.
New world.
Expect a lot of that, folks.